פרשס כיסיסה. יש פה דברים מאוד נשגבים, נשגב, it's like very lofty ideas in this week's פרשה. כיסיסה, אסרויש בני ישראל לפקודיהם. The פרשה begins, כיסיסה, when you elevate אסרויש בני ישראל לפקודיהם, ונוסנו איש כוי פרנפשוי, וזה ייתנו כל אויבי על הפיקודים, מחציס השקל בשקל הקוידש. Esrim gira hashekel, machatzis hashekel, over and over, machatzis hashekel. So there's a remez that sounds very bizarre. The remez is brought down from the Chedush Harim in the Sefer HaSchus, and he brings that it says, Kisisa esroish b'nei Yisrael. Kisisa means to elevate. Kisisa esroish, when you elevate the roish. So let's take the word roish for a second. There's some boys who are writing over here, Baruch Hashem. You write the word roish, and then let's elevate the word roish, which means let's take the letters haotiot shem lemala from the otiot of the word roish. What are the letters lemala? Rifal, what are the letters above the word roish? So Rifal says Shabbos. Nachon, it's Shabbos. You got it. Rosh, and the letters above that are Shin, Beis, Saf. Says the Chedush Harim. Chedush Harim was one of the Ger Rebbes. Says the Chedush Harim, Kisisas Rosh B'nei Yisrael is a remez to Shabbos. Yesh po remez to Shabbos. Davar ma'od manyeh. Why is Shabbos? What is remez to Shabbos? The minute beginning of this week's parasha, Ma'akesher. What shaychus? It says in the pasuk. Talking about giving machatzis a shekel. What shaychus? What's going on over here? Ma'an yan shel Shabbos. Not kesher le Shabbos. Hashloa kodosh gam mevi she hanyan shel rosh that we find kisis as rosh b'nei Yisrael. We also find in lechadoidi. Lechadoidi was written by a very big Kabbalist. His name was Reb Shloim Alkabitz. Reb Shloim Alkabitz, who lived in Tzras, he wrote, he was Mechaber Lechadoidi. And we say in Lechadoidi, Meroish Mikedem Nesucha, Soif Maaseh B'machshav Tchila. We speak about Shabbos being Meroish Mikedem Nesucha. Meroish, says the Shloa Kodesh, what is the Machaber of the Chadoidi want to say? Meroish Mikedem Nesucha. Meroish is Otiot of Shabbos. So what's the Pshat? So the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas of Pinchas Friedman, he brings the Pasuk in Parashat Shemais. The Pasuk in Parashat Shemais says, Sheishes yamim yosim alocha uveyoyim hashvii Shabbos Shabbosoin Kodesh Lashem. Shabbos Shabbosoin Kodesh Lashem. Shabbos Kodesh Lashem. Shabbosoin Kodesh Lashem. That's the pasuk. So what is the Roshei Tevot of the words Shabbos Kodesh Lashem? Shabbos Kodesh Lashem, what's the Rosh Tevis? Shekel. And this is starting to get interesting because we have over here Kisisas Rosh B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. And what do you do? V'nostu ish koifer nafshoi zeyitnu machatzis ha-shekel mi-shekel ha-koidesh. What's shekel? Shabbos koidesh Lashem. Kanireh sheyesh po mashu. Something, it's not like just Chassidish of Verdlach, you know? Something, Yeshpo, something, Dvorim Begoy. There's some sort of connection here between Shabbos and Shekel. Shabbos and Machatzis HaShekel. Mapshat. So, he brings here the Medrash, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Shabbos came to HaKadosh Baruch. In Tlunot, Shabbos came with Tainus. Shabbos came and said, Tishma, every day has a partner. Yom Rishon has Yom Revi'i. Yom Sheni has Yom Chamishi. Yom Shlishi has Yom Shishi. Every day has a partner. If you look, the things that are created on Yom Rishon and Yom Rivi'i are Mat'im. The things that are created on Yom Sheni and Yom Rivi'i are Mat'im. They're partners. Yom Rishon, Yom Rivi'i, Yom Shishi. This is the Medrash. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai brings the Medrash. Shabbos came and said, I have no Bazug. I don't have a partner. I don't have anyone to be my better half. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael Yieh Ben Zugcho. You want a partner? You want someone else to be the other half? Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is going to be your partner. Now based on this, Rabbi Yisai, we could understand, perhaps, Ktsas, a kesher between Machatzis HaShekel and Shabbos. Ma'an yan shel machatzis ha-shekel. Why are we giving half of a shekel? Give a whole shekel. Why is this inyan? We want Klal Yisrael, zeyitnu machatzis ha-shekel. Why chetzi shekel? As Omrim, everyone says this. That you have to feel like you're only half. You're only part. Machatzis ha-shekel, Klal Yisrael is saying we're chetzi. But what's the other chetzi of Klal Yisrael? Right, all of us are a part of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael as a whole is a chetzi. What's the other chetzi of Klal Yisrael? Anyone? Shabbos. Because the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Shabbos says, I have no other half. Who's my other half? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael is your other half. So machatzis hashekel is what Klal Yisrael is saying. I've got a partner. Who's my partner? Who's my other half? It's Shabbos. The Gemara says, the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, Ish makadesh boi uveshluchai. Ish makadesh bo uveshlucha. Says the Gemara. If he could be makadesh b'shluchai, boy mi boya, if you could send a shlich to do it, you need to tell me he could makadesh himself. Does anyone know what the Gemara answers? Mitzvah boy yoyser mi b'shluchai. It's a bigger mitzvah to be makadesh yourself than to be makadesh with a shlich. And the Gemara gives examples. Ki ha de Rabbi Yoy, ki ha de Rab Safra machrich reisha, ki ha de Rava molach shibuta. The Rav Safra and Rava both, they did lechvot Shabbos, they prepared for Shabbos themselves. So why is that the example of mitzvah b'yosim b'shluchot? Omer Pinchas Friedman zemol gishmak. Because what is the Mishnah talking about? Getting married, you should get married b'shluchot. Who does Klal Yisrael marry? Shabbos, who's our better half? Who's our other half? Who do we connect with? Shabbos, give me an example of someone who's Mekadesh, Ki'ilu, who connects with his Basug. Bo Yosef Ibishluchai, Ki'od Rav Safra Machrich Reisha, Rav Malach Shibuta. And that's the Pshat, what we say, Lechadoidi, we say, Bo Yibishalom, Ateres Bala, Bo Yichalo, Bo Yichalo. We call Shabbos Kalo. Shabbos is Kala, Shabbos is Shabbos Malchus, so it's the Kala of Klal Yisrael. We're marrying Shabbos. Shabbos is our Kala. And that's the reason we know there's halacha that Ben Noyach Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. A guy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Why can't a guy keep Shabbos? If Shabbos is our Bazug, if we're married to Shabbos, so if a guy keeps Shabbos, what's he doing? He's living with our wife, Chayiv Misa. It's like he's being, Shabbos is being Mezana, Ki'i Kaviyocho. Goy Sheshavas, that's not for you, that's just for us. This is our Kala. This is our special relationship which we have with Shabbos. Says the Marsha in the Gemara on the Flamed Beis, on the Beis, the Gemara says that we say Bo Neitzei Likra Shabbos Malchus. Says the Marsha, if you ever noticed under the chuppah, the Famim Chosan takes a few steps towards the Kala and he walks the Kala into his chuppah. He went into his bias. Says the Marsha, what is Kabbalat Shabbat? What is this doing? What are we doing Kabbalat Shabbat? Bo Neitzei Likra Shabbos Malchus. What are we doing? We're being Malave the Malka. We're the Melech. We're the Chassan. And we're greeting our Kala. We go out to bring the Kala in. That's Kabbalah Shabbos, which is being Malave the Malka into our homes. So, I'd like to try to explain a little bit more the kesher between Shabbos, between Machatzis HaShekel and Shabbos, as follows. Katuv, it's brought down in the Medrash Tanchuma. Why do we have Machatzis HaShekel? Says the Medrash, because Kal Yisrael v'chotu b'machatzis hayoy, Kal Yisrael v'chotu b'egel b'machatzis hayoy, Chetzi Ayoim was when the Eger was brought. So therefore, Chetzi Shekel. Kanire Shainyan of the Machatzis HaShekel is the Chaper on the Chet HaEger. So the Machatzis HaShekel is being Machaper on the Chet HaEger. Maza Koshul Shabbos. Zinu Choshevka. We say in the davening, Yismach Moshe B'matnas chelkoi. What does that mean? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What does matnas chelkoi mean? It means the matono of the chelek of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's chelek is Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as the Baal HaShabbos. Listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, listen, the Jewish people, they can't work all day, every day, 24-7, too much. You got to give them a break. So Paro said, okay, I'll give them one day. Which day? Moshe said, Shabbos. Shabbos. Without hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything, Moshe said Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got up and said Shabbos. Yismach Moshe b'mat. Moshe was so happy because I tapped into Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Baal HaShabbos. And what happened when? Why did Klal Yisrael chet b'chet ha'egel? What started the whole thing? Klal Yisrael said, "Kizeh Moshe ha'ish, lo yadanu mehayolok." We don't know what happened to him. Moshe Rabbeinu's gone. We lost the Baal HaShabbos. We don't have Shabbos. We don't have that connection. We're missing something. So therefore, they needed to replace it. What did they replace Moshe Rabbeinu with? With the egel. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Baal HaShabbos. That it represents that connection that Klal Yisrael has. Moshe Rabbeinu, because he didn't come, therefore they were Chota Be'egel. The tikkun of the Chet HaEgel is Machatzis HaShekel, which means that is the Shekel of Shabbos Kodesh LaHashem. So we're being mesakin that through bringing the Machatzis HaShekel. So how is that a kapara? How is Shabbos a kapara? Can move on. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'mishamer Shabbos kiel chosoy is afilu oivir avodah zara is moichel in loy." Shabbos is kapara for avodah zara. What is Shabbos telling us? Shabbos is made on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the world, and avodah zara is kiilu is a person getting distracted from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shabbos is mechaper on avodah zarah. Lefi zeh efsher remez niflo. We could say perhaps as follows: the one thing that the pasuk tells us clearly not to have on Shabbos. What are we not supposed to have on Shabbos? Loi sivaru eish b'yoyim haShabbos b'chol nishvaseichem. Eish is not good for Shabbos. Why? Well, the Gemara tells us, Ish and Isha, the words are very, very similar. If there's Zoyche, if you have a real connection, you have a real Bazug, if this is working well, says the Gemara, then you take the Yud of Ish, and you take the Hey of Isha, and the Zoyche, the Shechina, Shruya, Beinehem. However, if they're not zoiche, if there's a problem with this yachas, with this kesher, what ends up coming? Eish oichlasan. Ish. Says the pasuk. B'Shabbes lo yisivaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem. No eish at Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a bechina of zivug, bas zug. It's a bechina of Shabbos, the bechina of when the shechina is shruya b'neihem. It's when we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our kesher to Shabbos. And that's why we dafka don't have fire. The shaila I'd like to ask is as follows. And this shaila I don't have an answer for. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu was niskashe v'sheke. Since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, Kadosh Baruch Hu said they should give a sheke. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said ze yitnu. What does ze yitnu mean? Katuv b'medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu is heraloi matbea shel esh. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him a matbea of fire. Now this to me doesn't make any sense. Let's get this again. The shekel is meramis to Shabbos. Shekel is Shabbos kodesh l'Hashem, and Shabbos is boy neitzli kras kala, and Shabbos is the yachas we have with the kala, and we have a yachas with kala. So then we don't want fire, and that's why loy sivaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem yoyim haShabbos. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu's neskasha? What's the shekel? Her aloi matmeya shal esh. Zelonit fas. Zelonit. What? We dafka. We're looking to get away from esh on Shabbos. Lo yisivaru esh b'chol Moshe v'seichem. Why is it that the shekel of Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it mean? Matmeya shal esh. The Klal Yisrael didn't give him matmeya shal esh. Klal Yisrael gave regular matmeyas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him at Be'er Shalesh. What's going on over here? What's the pshat? Be'emet, I don't know the answer to this question. Adarab, I'd love to be able to get an answer from the Olam, but kanireh, Masha Kutuv Kan is, if you ask someone what is Shabbos about, I would tell you, Ani Choshev, Shabbos is kulo esh. Shabbos is kulo esh. What does that mean? Sivaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem yom haShabbos. Kanireh, the esh of Shabbos is somehow not external. It's not esh that we'd say that we could see. It's an internal fire. There's an esh pnimi. The same way the shekel. We don't see. We just like, where's the esh? You give a shekel, where's the esh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's an esh there. There's an ish. You can't see the ish. But there's a fire burning in that shekel that you will never see. And that's adarava. Ish ve'isha. I ask you a question. This question bothered me for many years. Ish ve'isha. But it says ish. The name becomes just yud and hey. What happens to the ish in their name? It disappears. Is the ish is there, the fire, the passion is there. But the fire is within the Shechina. And it's not mibachutz. You don't see that fire. It's channeled. It's a channeled fire. Aval ze adayim tzarech, lemaisa ze tzarech od. It needs a little bit more libun. It needs a little bit more to be clarified. But this is the inyan that we speak about of the shekel in this week's parasha. Kisi says Rosh B'nai Yisrael. And understanding the chashivas of the shekel is also supposed to be an elevation for all of us. Kisi says, Rosh B'nai Yisrael, ma katuv ba-pasuk? The pasuk says, adal lo, ha-oshe lo yarbe, va-adal lo yamit. Zot omeret. That means to say, that every person has the same chelek. Every person has an identical chelek. There's no person who is an oshe who can say, I'm giving more. There's no dal who gives less. Everyone gives a machatzis a shekel because we're all equal partners in Shabbos. We're all equal partners in establishing that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Shabbos. And it's supposed to elevate you. It's supposed to lift a person up. Everyone on Shabbos is supposed to feel like they're considered to be special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Baal Shem said, every person is ben yochet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all machatzis a shekel. Every one of us. And a person taps into that and realizes that, and he really and he processes in a way that he can create an elevation for himself. Kisisa esroish b'nei Yisrael. Lift yourself up. Feel big. Feel important. Feel good. That's what the Machatzis HaShekel, that's perhaps one of the lessons of the Machatzis HaShekel. We should all, Be'ezrat Hashem, have a beautiful Shabbat.
Nick, what was the question?
That's one nice glasses.
Thank you.
Simon, what was the question?
Saying that Asia is the total opposite of what the Shekel represents.